This is Hall of Fame jockey Pat Day. Welcome to a showcase of magnificent athletes, remarkable speed, and stunning upsets. This is a world-renowned race filled with splendor, pageantry, and traditions. Today, we write a new page in the history of the longest continuously held major sporting event in America. It's the first jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. Welcome to Kentucky Derby Day 152 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage powered by Allen Electrical Services and Bourbon and Beyond. Our full News Radio 840 WHAS Derby crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day. Now, here's your host for Derby Day 152, Terry Miners.
Hey, that must be me, and happy Derby Day, everybody. Number 152. This radio station is 104 years old, and we've been here for a century carrying these races from Churchill down. So we're so glad to have you a part of it. As mentioned, the whole crew's around here. There's Paul Miles. Mr. Miles, good day to you,
good
sir.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Derby Day.
Jody Demling is back with us, as always, longtime writer and broadcaster throughout the Louisville metro area. And it's great to have you back, Jody.
It's good to be back. Happy Derby, everyone. A little chilly. I felt like I was just here, sitting here. Oh, well, I was late last night.
That's right. Interesting. And just in from Spirit Airlines, the last flight in the world, look who's back. It's Leland Conway.
Man, it got a little touch and go when the pilot told us to roll the windows down because the air conditioner was broke. So I was a little worried.
I lost my first bet of the day already.
We thought that they would land the plane and then say, here, everybody, here's a wrench. Help us disassemble this so we can sell this scrap.
Sell the tires. It's already jacked up on blocks over at the airport.
Dwight Whitten has been out among the crowd today.
Yeah.
This is nice. I heard that Dwight Whitten actually ran into an elected official, probably a guy who's on his way out, not facing re-election. Otherwise,
right.
He wouldn't be out there rolling vomiting the infield. Let's roll that. Dwight?
Here we go, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Movers and shakers in the city. It doesn't get any bigger. Kevin Kramer, Councilman Kramer, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Dwight. It's great to see you, buddy.
It's great to see you. You're looking good. Are you going to the Derby? You're just hanging out right now.
I am not. I'm here for the breakfast, and I'm going to hang out with some friends at a neighborhood party, and we're going to watch every bit of what unfolds today.
Okay, I will not. I will be at home watching the Murder, She Wrote marathon in my underwear, eating Doritos with Doritos dust all over me, but that's enough about that.
Surely there'll be a mint julep somewhere in the house.
I just talked to State Representative Ken Flaming a little while ago, and I found out the only horse that I knew scratched yesterday. Do you have a horse for the Derby?
So my horse is chosen because the horse I had in the pool scratched. So we have that in common.
Okay.
I have Great White.
Oh!
I'm told he's a rather large horse,
okay,
which makes me a little nervous in a long race. But
here's where I'll say 20-footer, and you go, 25. That's a Jaws reference. Never mind.
Well, I will be putting some of my own cash on Great White because, you know, what the heck?
Listen, I don't want to keep you, Councilman Kevin Kramer does a great job. Hey, let me give you a stupid horse joke that you can use at a party later if you want one.
Great.
Okay, here we go. All right, Councilman Kramer, did you hear about the jockey that had 17 plastic horses lodged in his rear end?
I had not heard that.
Yeah, it's horrible. They took him to the hospital, and now he's in stable condition. Listen, from Kentucky Derby 152, Dwight Whitten, News Radio 840, WHAS.
Tony, do you write those jokes for
him? He had the creed this week. He said, look, every joke has to be a horse joke. I went, oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
He's texting me for horse tips.
Oh, boy. So he must be tipsy if he's doing that. He doesn't like to gamble, but
stable,
I guess, today.
Stable condition. I got it. All right.
Billy Rutledge is out and about. He's a KSR boy. What's up, Billy?
We're outside the new paddock area here at Churchill Downs. Who am I here with right now?
Tom Person, Louisvillian for 20-plus years.
And what's your name?
Melissa Richards Person.
Well, I had to stop you guys. Mainly because, is this your husband right here?
He is. I'll claim him.
He must have, what, 30, 40 cigars on your person right now? So
this is a custom bandolier a dear friend of mine made many years ago because we started talking about coming out and giving something back to veterans and first responders. So he made a bandolero, and Ted Cigar Company, who's here in Louisville, Kentucky, makes cigars out of the Dominican Republic. He heard about it. I asked him if I could buy some. He's like, no. Here's 100 or so. So every year for about 6 years, he's been donating cigars to me. And I come out here and meet up with veterans, say thank you for your service. The least I can do is give him a cigar here at the best racetrack in the country.
What a great cause that you're supporting here at Kentucky Derby 152.
Here, let's check in with one of our team members here who has been talking with somebody with some folks who've made their way here from Detroit.
You never know who you are going to meet on the shuttle buses coming over to Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby Day 2026. Sir, you look like the Detroit Cowboy.
I might be.
You Motor City Madman?
Motor City Madman, yes.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Mark Fisher in Detroit, Michigan.
And where are you from, ma'am? Obviously Detroit. What's your name?
Melanie Fisher, White Lake, Michigan.
First time at the Kentucky Derby?
Actually, second year in a row.
Excuse me, what keeps bringing you back to the Kentucky Derby?
It's the experience. You know, the television doesn't do it any justice. You got to actually be here to experience it.
And who are you looking forward to? We were talking on the way over here that you didn't know there were multiple races. You just thought it was the Kentucky Derby. That's a long day waiting for a race that goes off close to 7 o'clock.
Yes, we didn't know last year, but this year we've come prepared, and I've got my picks already listed out of who I think is going to win the Derby. So I'll go on the record and say that I think it's going to be horse number four.
Thank you all. Celebrating Kentucky Derby 152, I'm Bo Robinson for News Radio 840 WHAS.
Thank you, Bo. Yeah, I cannot imagine making your way to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby and arriving early in the day only to realize, oh, I only thought there's more than one race. I mean, what do you think you were going to do all day?
I imagine there are people that do that. Yeah.
Let's throw it to Joe Lincoln, who caught up with a couple of first timers making their first trip to the Kentucky Derby.
840 WHAS live here at the 152nd Kentucky Derby. We've got a pair of fantastic outfits here right in front of the paddock. Joe and Kathy with me here. Is this your all's first Derby? Are you from out of town? What's the story here?
Yes, it's our first Derby.
Yeah, we're from Tennessee.
And I have to talk about these outfits. So they're coordinated. I'd love for y'all to describe them. Was this something you thought about doing as soon as you knew you were coming? I know you've got highlights in your hair that match the outfit as well. I'd love to hear the story.
It's just as soon as he surprised us with it. It was our 25th anniversary, so he surprised me with it. And so I was like, okay, we're going all out. And so I was like, okay, do the hair, everything, and just...
Hats in the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Well, happy 25th. I hope all things go great today on your anniversary. Do we have a Derby pick so far?
I was going for Ride for the Party. He's scratched now, so I'm kind of leaning toward Great White.
All right, Great White. And as alternate. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Great White bet him this afternoon. Celebrating the 152nd Kentucky Derby here at Churchill Downs. I'm Joe Lincoln, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Every year, our boss, Gus Allen, has written either a poem or a story about the Kentucky Derby, including all of the Derby horses.
A happy Derby to everybody, by the way. Going to be a great day. We're going to have, I think, dry conditions today, thank goodness. And
Sounds good.
Chilly, but it's going to be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, the big story this year was the moving of the Kentucky Oaks to a nighttime race and how people would react to that. And honestly, I thought it was really a great showcase for the race last night. Now, some people say that was a litmus test.
Ding!
For a nighttime Derby race, but officials at Churchill Downs say no. They have no plans to say further ado.
Ding!
And change anything. There are lots of traditions now with the Kentucky Derby, and people are very Pavlovian.
Ding!
On the first Saturday in May. So things will stay as they are and keep everyone so happy.
Ding!
And not ruffle any feathers. After all, it would be a little intrepido.
Ding!
And daring to mess with the Derby times. So let's see how the Oaks was received after last night with the move. You know, but you got to admit, there could be an emerging market.
Ding!
For a primetime Derby race now. Now, that doesn't mean there might not have been some issues last night with the change in times. I'm sure there were some people stuck on an Albus,
ding,
making a full effort, ding, to get to their evening parties and dinner reservations immediately after the race. You know, it's like some commandment,
ding,
to be gone as soon as the horses cross the finish line. They don't even wait around. No real patience. They just set a golden tempo, ding, for the parking lot instead of enjoying the post-race honors. Just lots of people going like an incredible bolt of lightning out of the parking lot in their six-speed, acting like a renegade, just so they can get to that, you know, hot, trendy restaurant with the fancy name before anyone else. What's the name of the place everyone was wanting to go to this year? Really hot. Oh, yeah, O'Selly. Over in the Highlands, I think on Bardstown. Yeah, it's got to be pretty fancy with a name like that. You know, everyone going there for that great white seafood platter people are raving over. You know, everyone was afraid they wouldn't be able to get to that establishment in time to try the hot new in-style Derby Week beverage that's going on. Dannon Bourbon.
Ding.
Yeah, I hear it is strong. I mean, really strong, like Potente.
Ding.
So strong, in fact, it would make you run like the Puma.
Ding.
So watch out. It also has that liquid courage effect, too. All of a sudden, it will turn you into some kind of Wonder Dean.
Ding.
And then you'll be dressed up like Chief Wallaby at,
ding,
the late-night party. Or worse yet, you'll end up in the infield and not know how you got there. Now, may all your bets be winners, and may you happily enjoy Kentucky Derby 152.
Racing fans, please turn your attention to the paddock, where Hall of Fame jockey Pat Day will lead us in Riders Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the city of Louisville, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and sports fans from around the world have been waiting for this moment. Put your riders up!
The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. Renegade getting bunched about on the inside. He did get in a little bit of traffic. Wonder Dean goes out to the front with Six Speed on the outside. And Dannon Bourbon is up close with So Happy as well. So it's these four to set the pace. Then Emerging Market, Pavlovian to the outside. Potente and Litmus Test along the rail. Break of two to Further Ado's in between. Chief Wannabe and Robusta. Three to Intrepido and Incredible. And then Commandment, who finds himself about 10 lengths off the lead. Then it's a big gap back to Renegade as they make their way to the top of the stretch. Further Ado is getting going on the far outside with Commandment. They're both putting in their runs as they arrive into the final furlong. O'Selly is also gaining ground on the far outside as they come to the last 16th of a mile. Dannon Bourbon in front. O'Selly, a huge long shot. Renegade and Golden Tempo are closing two. Here's Golden Tempo. In the Kentucky Derby over Renegade in a final time of 202.27 seconds.